two sound familiar, that's because you've heard them before. They're the same BFFs having the same fun, just in a different spot. You know these smoking ladies as the two hot mamas. Now they're tickling your funny bone even harder on their new show, Laughing with Letta and Lindy. Nothing's off limits with these divas. Check them out. Oh. Some of y'all be killing me, thinking you got powers like Austin, but you're more like Mini-Me. And when you finally get your pillow. You got me, Shaletta Brundage of the Two Hot Mamas podcast, and I have my thoroughest girl with me, Miss Lindy Vincent. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
It's so good to see you.
What's happening?
Girl, I'm just glad that Gerilyn has entrusted her show with us. You know, we got to do right, because last time Rohan snitched on us. We had to...
Oh, that's true.
We hung up on accident on Rohan, because we was a little excited, because we had a couple of the Lynx players in here, and we were cutting up a little bit, and I don't know if somebody dropped off some Tito's vodka... Or not. I think it was him.
I thought doesn't he know that snitches get stitches?
Girls, nobody.
Why was he trying to snitch on us?
Nobody told him.
We better send him a text.
Somebody better give him a notification because he's going to be in so much trouble. So we will be here with you until 11 o'clock tonight. We've got so much fun in store. You don't want to miss it. Girl, we're going to be talking about all kind of stuff tonight.
There's some good stuff in store.
Yeah. Yeah. So you
settle in.
You've got some guests coming on at 7:35. Now, who did you line up?
Well, I have a young man, a phenomenal young man, senior in high school, Malachi Milton Jackson, who is part of the Rites of Passage program. He's an initiate this year.
Okay.
And he's been going through a six-month program with a mentor, and he's going to talk to us about what he's learned, what he's gained. And there's a big gala to celebrate him and his fellow initiates on March 14th.
Now, what is Rites of Passage? What is that?
Girl, Rites of Passage is a serious, serious organization. It's run by the Jack and Jill chapter of Minneapolis, mm-hmm. which is just a national organization, but it's the Minneapolis version of it.
Uh-huh.
Rites of Passage is the Twin Cities' renowned leadership acceleration experience for high-achieving male seniors of African descent.
Oh.
So take that in.
Okay, girl, that's a lot. I got to cut that.
Okay.
You can't just chew that. That got to be cut up into pieces.
But I'm not even done yet.
What?
Let me tell you what else is going on. It's rooted in the seven principles of African heritage and focuses on self-discovery, achievement, and leadership. So Jack and Jill, this is the 22nd year. This program has been going on for 22 years.
And so they take these young men and they just help mold them and get them ready for college. And
yep, get them ready for life.
Wow.
Life beyond college. I mean, they do things. First of all, they do community service because you have to give back to your community. They do two major community service initiatives. They have mentors who are professional African-American men in our communities. Volunteering their time for 6 months with
these
young men.
That's a lot of commitment.
They're all in. Excellent mentors. They champion all types of things that the young men need to learn, such as time management. Mm-hmm. They do mock interviews. They talk to them about financial management.
Oh, this is past college.
That's what I'm saying. It's life. It's like, what does it mean to go from being a young man to being an African-American man?
I got
man.
Some grown adult men who need to get into this program. Do they take 30-year-olds?
You're not 35-year-olds? Puppy, are you?
No, I'm talking about a couple of cousins of mine.
Oh, okay.
Maybe a half-brother.
A couple
of old neighbors.
It's really for seniors in high school.
So not senior citizens who just never got it together.
No. I know.
You know, sometimes, girl, some seniors, they just, I know a couple.
What? Age doesn't make you a man.
Girl, preach on it.
It really doesn't.
Preach on it.
I know some 50-year-old boys.
Oh, see?
I know you do, too.
Girl.
So age doesn't make you a man. These boys, most of these boys are 18 years old, 17 and 18 years old. They're seniors in high school, but they're about to cross over to manhood because they're being trained properly by men who care,
I love it.
It's going to be fantastic. March 14th is a big community celebration. We have a gala, a dinner. It's wonderful. I can't wait.
I can't either. Now, speaking of crossing over, have you heard about this? Sandra Bullock says that she will travel to whatever city her kids are living in when they get ready to go to college. Now, you, Lindy, have a college student.
I do.
You have one getting ready to go off to college. Mm-hmm. He was just accepted into Stanford, but we're still waiting for him to hear back from some other school, so he has not made a commitment.
Right.
But did it ever occur to you and the big dog that we're going to pack up everything we know and love, including our careers, and move so that we could be near our kids while they are in college? Is that a little extreme or is it just me?
Girl, that's a hard no. That's very extreme. But you know what, though? Sandra Bullock is that she can live wherever because she's an actress.
Now, that's true.
And she makes millions of dollars for her movie. So, yeah, I can see her moving somewhere.
But not just the money thing. It's the parenting thing.
It's unnecessary. If the kids aren't ready to go by the time you send them out the door, then you haven't done your job. Something is sorely missing.
Yeah.
Some kids need a gap year, though. They might need a year
between
high
school. Okay, so what's going on with this gap year? Because I got a couple of friends, and I'm like, well, what your baby doing? Oh, he's taking a gap year.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's that gap year thing all about?
Well, the gap year is for seniors who aren't quite ready to take that leap to college. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is some kids want to explore something in depth before they're committed to the next 4 years. So, for example, I know a young lady that went to China for a year to teach English to Chinese children because she felt a pull to do that. She did it as a volunteer. She did it for a year. She got into a great college. She was ready to go to college before she did this, but she wanted to take that year to explore that side of her. So some kids do it for those reasons, but some kids do it because they're not mentally and emotionally ready to leave home yet.
And, now that I think about it, I wish I had a gap year because this is what I did. I thought that I wanted to be a nurse. Can you imagine?
You would have been a good nurse. You're very empathetic. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't want to change anybody's
pampers. I would be scared to take medicine from you, though, because I wouldn't be sure that you had the right medicine or dosage.
Or measurements or even looked at the pill bottle, time of the day, and all that kind of stuff.
But you are a nice, empathetic person. You don't do harm to people.
No. I wouldn't be intentional if I gave you the wrong medication.
You wouldn't be intentional.
Right. So I thought I wanted to be a nurse. And so I got like 3 years into the nursing thing when I did like a clinical training.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was like. I just spent 3 years for nothing.
Oh,
I knew
you didn't like it.
I didn't like it at that point. Now, had I taken a gap year to go work at a hospital or volunteer in a nursing home or something like that, I think it would have gone better for me because then I would have seen that this is something that I do not want to do.
Exactly. And now, that's a use of a gap year, a good use of a gap year.
Now, didn't one of the Obama kids take a gap? Did somebody want?
Yeah, I think the oldest one did.
Okay.
Malia's the oldest one, right?
Yeah.
Because she ended up going to Harvard. She had gotten in. You already apply and you get accepted. Then you tell the school, I'm going to defer a year.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Okay, so this I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're saying is so even though you know you're going to take a gap year, you have to still apply as if you're going to the school?
Most kids do that. If you know you're going to college and you want to go to college, but you just might want to take a little detour for a year, you go ahead and apply with your classmates, with your peers. You get accepted to where you want to go, and then you defer. You accept and tell them that I would like to take a deferral year, and the college will hold your spot in the next class.
Well, what about scholarships and stuff like that?
I believe that all gets worked out. Like, they probably will hold that for you as well. I mean, schools understand this whole gap year thing. I mean, this generation, Shaletta, you know how
millennials
do their own thing when they get ready to do it.
Girl, they don't care what anybody thinks. They don't care about the job. I have some millennial babysitters, girl. I'm going to just tell you, sometimes they come.
Sometimes they don't.
Sometimes they don't. And I feel like, girl, I'm texting them like, hi, hope all is well. It's these Brundage's baby's mama. Do you think you might want to show up for your shift today? Girl, it's like, why am I beating around the bush? Girl, if I, at 20, told a grown adult woman I was going to keep your kids for a certain amount of money knowing she had to go to work, girl, one of my sisters, she just showed up yesterday, and we hadn't seen her for 2 weeks.
What?
She showed up for her shift. Girl, the kids, everybody was surprised. We were like, is she coming here to kill us?
Where has she been? She didn't say anything
about
where she'd been.
Girl, she said she went to Wisconsin. She had a death in the family. Now, mind you, all this might very well be true, but how about you call your employer?
Right. Text, call, email, something.
Girl.
For 2 weeks?
Girl, 2 weeks.
Please tell me you fired her, or are you desperate? You couldn't fire her.
I couldn't.
But yeah,
then look what my husband, I told my husband, I said, well, we're going to go ahead and still pay her because we don't know.
What?
My husband was like, are you kidding me? That's what's wrong with these millennials. Now we ain't paying her.
Stop. You were trying to pay her 2 weeks like she was on paid vacation?
So
what were you doing?
This is what I did. I know you're going to talk bad about me.
I'm going to talk real bad.
I know you're going to talk real bad about me.
Go ahead.
I know you are. So the first pay period that she didn't show up, I went ahead and paid her.
Why?
Because I felt like, well, maybe she will make the hours up. You know, maybe because we got a thing set up where we just put it directly in their account. And I said, well, maybe she really needs the money. I don't know what's going on. Maybe her phone got cut off. I don't know. So I said, well, I'm going to go ahead and just put it directly in her account, pay her for the hours that she didn't work, and then she can make it up on the back end.
Okay.
But girl, when that second pay period time came and Miss Flossie had not called,
then you was looking real crazy.
Then I was looking real crazy about the face. My husband was like, oh, you going to pay her one more again? You gonna give her one more check?
You're the that only she person earn? I know that would pay somebody under these circumstances for not working.
For not working. That's exactly what I did.
That's why exactly. I say you would probably be a good nurse. Not with the medications, but just with talking to people, the bedside manner, keeping them cheered up.
Yeah.
You would be really good at that.
Yeah. Girl, now how was your Valentine's?
You
I saw you
what?
All booed up in church, girl. Hey.
We did have to sit next to our significant other, our spouse at church. I couldn't see where you were sitting. Were you sitting with Pound Puppy?
No. My baby, my boo, he was at home. My baby Andrew was sick.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Well, our Valentine's, we didn't celebrate on actual Valentine's Day.
Why not?
Because we were tired. We had had a long week and traveling and all this stuff. So we celebrated on Saturday afternoon and went to lunch for Valentine's Day.
Okay. So Friday night, y'all just fell asleep on each other?
We just chilled. Yeah. Well, Peyton was with us too, our daughter. So we just chilled, watch. You know what we like to do? Watch Family Feud, girl. We love some I know you can appreciate this.
Girl,
you're a
wait.
Steve Harvey
I thought
fan.
You didn't like Steve Harvey
He's
like that.
He's not my favorite. I like the show, though. He's good
he
on that show.
Great
He's
on that
good
show.
On
love
that
me
show.
Some Steve Harvey
it is so
on
entertaining.
That show.
We watched that for like episode. You know, they put marathons on there. So you can watch it all night if you want to half the time. So we watched probably.
Is that
like,
on the Game Channel?
Yes,
which,
it's on 233 for DirecTV. Game Channel.
Okay.
So we watched Steve and cracked up and answered questions right. Because, you know, if we was the ones on Family Feud, we'd be on one. Every jackpot, every fast
See,
money, everything.
But this is the thing. Y'all wouldn't go. Even if Steve Harvey called y'all right now,
Why
y'all be like,
there's five of us in our family. We could go.
Y'all would be perfect.
What's the age
I'm
going to
sign
though?
Y'all up.
What's
I'm going to sign y'all up.
Peyton's
I think
12,
I think
so,
Peyton wouldn't be able to go, but everybody else would. But you could put.
I could get a cousin or something, huh?
Gigi could go. Gigi would love that.
Gigi. Okay.
How
so
you skip over Gigi?
Because I have five people in our immediate family, but you're right. Peyton too little, so Gigi can go. Okay, maybe I should go on the website and something and sign up.
Yes.
How do you sign up for it?
You go to the Family Feud website,
okay.
And then they have sign-up sheets. I think I might have already did sign you up, so if they call you.
You did not sign me up.
Wait, what? I can't go.
I like the show right now. How what? You sign me up that fast?
Because you know I move faster than you.
You do.
Think.
That's true.
But why you didn't tell me you like Family Feud? Girl, that is so funny because I know you are not a huge fan of Steve Harvey, but you watch the show.
I do, because the show is hilarious. First of all, Steve clowns people
girl,
like no other.
Girl, he
it's
does.
So funny. And Steve just trips the whole time, so that's funny. And then the questions are crazy. The answers be sounding crazy half the time. So it's like, what is going on Family Feud? It's entertaining.
It is.
And you can guess yourself what you think it should
true.
Be.
That's true. You can
so
play along.
Yeah, you can play along.
Girl, I mean, even, I don't know if y'all have the board game. My mom and dad bought us the board game. And girl, we have a blast playing that thing at home. It
we
is so
play that on
much
New Year's
fun.
Eve. New Year's
really?
Eve is when we usually play that.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
We'll have a couple people over, so we have enough to make two teams.
See, we got a bunch of kids. See, y'all need some more kids. See, if you had like 15 kids like
kids,
me.
Make them sit down, because half the time they don't know anything. So,
well, you know what we had to do? We had to look at some of the questions, because some of the questions in there
they're
are
risque.
Little, yes.
The show itself is risque. They always talking about strip clubs.
Yeah.
And if you came home, your husband had on your clothes, what would you do?
Or if you rolled over and you were laying next to your mother-in-law, what would be the first thing you said? I was like, Andrew, get out of the room. He was like, I want to hear the answer. No, you don't.
We kind of have to watch it. Peyton's seen so many episodes at this point, we can't even really shield her anymore. But some of that stuff is risque for all family type of stuff, I think.
Yeah.
It's fun, though.
I love it. I think it's great family fun. You know, we don't have a lot of family entertainment anymore.
I know.
Remember when we used to get all around the TV and watch shows like Full House and Family Matters? And we don't have
that
anymore.
There's not that much going on.
No. And then I read something last week that they are moving all the new content to streaming. So me and Sean, you know, for Valentine's Day, we, of course, watch Dolemite and we drink Tito's Vodka because that's what we do. That's how we get down.
Okay.
Still haven't
we'll
watched Dolemite.
Later,
you still haven't watched Dolemite.
I sure haven't. And I don't plan to. It's not even on my list. I thought about it. I said, I'm not putting this on my list because Shaletta's trying to peer pressure me. I'm not doing it. You know how I roll. I'm an independent person.
You need to start bowing down to peer pressure. That's what I know.
I have never been one to cave. Never. I came into this world being
a boss.
And
that's the one thing I don't like about you.
I can never
convince her to do anything she don't want to do.
Nobody can.
Not even the big dog?
The big dog can't. My mom.
Not Gigi.
You know, me and Gigi are tight. If I don't want to do something, the Gigi
what about the kids?
Do,
what about
that
they put? The, they give you the puppy eyes? What if the kids
they
give
sure
you puppy eyes?
They sure do. Kids give me the puppy eyes. If I don't want to do something, I do not do it.
Well, I wish somebody would have told me before I had an aneurysm. Okay?
I told you these ladies were wild. You don't want to miss what they're talking about, so be sure and subscribe to their podcast at the all-new website, ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.